Hello and welcome to Highly Questionable. I see to lead off the show, 1, 2, 3, 4 football questions. We're joined by NBA front office insider Amin Alhassan. You might think that's weird, football questions. It is weird. That's why. Amin, what are you excited about on the show today?
More essays?
No more essays. Dale, papi.
Does Grunt's confession surprise you?
We are going to look back in 20 years when we do the 30 for 30 on how the Patriots won all those Super Bowls because they trained a polar bear how to catch footballs at tight end and marvel. And that tight end retired early, just like Andrew Luck. And he's got a CBD company now, and he breaks down emotionally. And tell me here when you're watching that Gronk himself doesn't learn that he can cry in the middle of this. He thinks his body's leaking, and then he discovers that he can cry like the rest of us.
But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but, physically, I'll be ready. I could play right now if I wanted to play, hands down. I could run fast right now. I'm feeling good. But physically wise, I can do it. Mentally wise, desire wise, it's not there. My mind, my soul keeps telling me you need more time off. And when I feel like my body's top notch, my soul, my mind, mentally and physically, I'm ready, then I would go back to the NFL.
Yeah, I wanted to say something funny, but that's just incredibly profoundly sad, right? The idea that this guy who exemplifies, is a walking embodiment of football, love Sundays, that even someone who had the joy and the passion for this game, like Gronk, could be pushed to a point where he just doesn't want to do it anymore. He's telling you right here, physically, I can still go out there and play well, but mentally, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, we got to take a step back and think about what is this sport doing when we're talking about the greats of the game are more and more stepping away in their physical prime because they literally just don't want to do it anymore.
This is the place we've arrived in, though, because this sport, because of bigger, stronger, faster, all the training, all the science, all the speed, it is terrifying to be on an NFL sideline watching this, even for former NFL players who I've stood next to on the sideline, and they say, how could I have done this? It's crazy out there. They're testing the human limits of the body. And in the case of Gronk, who was an administrator of punishment, in the case of Andrew Luck, where they changed all the rules to keep him safe, even those guys are telling you, hey, this hurts too much as a human being. It's fascinating to see those two guys specifically go out before the age of 30 when they're both generational talents.
Oh, the one who enjoyed that talk was Tom Brady.
Yes.
He says, you got to get back. You know, you can't leave me here by myself. You know what I mean? You got to get back as quickly as possible. Forget about what you're thinking about it. You know, get back. Are you buying Bill Belichick clarification?
Belichick is what he says. Belichick is the way that he changes it. And then it sounds like a curse word. And the reaction that Amin had is the proper reaction. He never says anything in these press conferences that's interesting. He avoids distraction at all costs. He's actually an interesting person that when he gets mic'd up by NFL films, he says some interesting things, but never in these settings. So why on Andrew Luck's retirement would he decide to say, hey, I don't even pay attention to the Colts?
Ask you about the big news from the weekend. Andrew Luck obviously surprisingly retired. Just faced him, I think, 6 times. What was it like going against Andrew Luck?
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I don't really follow them. So
he clarified later that he meant he didn't see it coming. I, for one, am inclined to not believe him because why wouldn't he just say I didn't see it coming? No. Big Bill Belichick wants us to know that he's so cool, he doesn't pay attention to anyone else, least of all the team that he beat 42-7 and then went crying about deflated footballs.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because I'm inclined to believe Belichick on his clarification that he meant that he didn't see that coming until I start thinking about what's the one team in the league that Belichick would want to be petty with, and it'd be the team that smeared his name as a cheater with Deflategate that ended up in a fight with the commissioner and everyone else in the sport, and the feeling that all of their stuff is tainted because of that one outrageous controversy that they didn't think was a controversy.
Wait until he finds out that Gronkowski retired.
Yeah, that's going to be rough in that third game of the season. Where's my tight end?
Does Darren Rebell make good points about nipples?
Okay, across a better part of a decade and a half on ESPN and Disney, I use the word nipples a lot. And always, it's a bunch of horrified producers wondering to themselves for a second, wait a minute, is that too much? No, it's okay. Nipples are allowed. For whatever reason, they are allowed. So Darren Rebell is talking about Rory McIlroy and the Nike shirts that reveal a little too much nipplage. And then he brings his nipplage into the equation.
So I was watching Rory McIlroy this weekend win his $15 million, and of course, he makes a lot of money from Nike, and it was impossible not to look at his nipples. And I've mentioned this with Tiger Woods back in the day. There was a lot of nippling in his shirts, but I think it's just, you can come in, I'm just talking about Rory McIlroy and the Nike nipples. I'm not, you know, I put on shirts and I see that my nipples are showing, and I don't like that, and I don't think anyone does. So I don't know anyone who's in the clothing industry. Maybe you can help me. Is there something you can do with some sort of padding to alleviate this problem? Because it's embarrassing for Rory. I think it's embarrassing for Nike. Frankly, it doesn't help sell any shirts. So, I don't know. It seemed like everyone was not talking about that. I'm not saying it should have been the major subject of Rory McIlroy. But I think it is a significant issue. And Nike does not want to have one of their top spokesmen who's on the air for 7 hours, on 6 hours on Sunday, in the biggest event money-wise, to have his nipples showing. I think something has to be done.
All right, I'm going to be honest. At first he said it was too distracting, and he kept looking at Rory's nipples. And I said, come on, how distracting could it be?
No, it's distracting.
But as he's talking, I found myself very fixated.
Yes, me too.
On particularly his left nipple,
that's
which
right.
Seems a lot more hardened and yes. Sharper than the right nipple.
Yes.
See, look at that. The right
yes.
Nipple is yes. Kind of just there. The right. Left nipple is here for business.
Yes. I'm with him.
And it's pointing right at me like,
yes.
You know what you're looking at.
Yes.
You know what you like.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I couldn't take my eyes off of that region of his body. And I'm not proud to admit that on national television. It's one of the reasons I wear pasties, the way strippers do.
Do you?
Coming up next on my son Stevie's show.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This is like a belly flop championship,
yes.
Right? Yeah. You notice something about the older contestants there, Dan?
They're less wet than you are in that American Ninja Warrior video?
Well, no, I was going for they all seem to share the same ethnic kind of origin.
A persuasion?
Yeah, of a sort, yeah.
We got some diversity there.
Yeah, no.
My Son CV show is brought to you by the Summer of Jeep. Jeep Cherokee, freedom to do it all. Time to play the game that can't wait for the return of the double lightsaber. Do your question.
Oh, man, did y'all see that Rise of Skywalker trailer that came out the other day? You give us topics and events, and we question them.
Big
I've got the shirt on.
Star Wars.
Look at
work.
That. They knew.
Do your question where this bitch miss?
Dodgers and Padres. Rob Drake is our umpire, and let's see what we've got here.
Say about it, MVP.
What
did that miss?
Wait. Hold on. Is he just not?
It was a strike.
It's like he just forgot that he was an umpire for that second. He was thinking about something else, about his gas stove still being on or something. And then he realized when he heard the sound of the ball hit the mitt. Like, wait a second. Did it happen already?
That can happen. Umpires, you know, four-hour games. We've got that one umpire. You explain to us how this guy in this softball game makes a call this late in a transaction and gets it all wrong. It's because he's thinking about stuff at work. Clearly, he's thinking about stuff somewhere else. Like, I don't know what's happening there, but it's not because he's concentrating on anything that's happening in front of him. Help me out here. I've seen this clip 100 times, but is the umpire looking at his watch on his left arm because he's got somewhere he's got to be and he's telling you, look, I'm going to call some outs around here because I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Movie starts at about 9:30. I got to get home and shower and change out of this ridiculous outfit.
I know someone else who thought that was a ball.
Who's that?
Angel Hernandez.
Yes, look at my father.
He would have made the same call.
That's right, he would have made the same call. Angel Hernandez endorses that call.
Do you question if Don is onto something good?
All right, we do not have real, actual NFL football to cover games, but we do have an 8-year-old playing football. And we want football so badly that we will analyze any football being played anywhere. So Don, the aforementioned 8-year-old, what did he do? Oh, he can hold the ball. Wait a minute. This works fine at 8 years old. He's going to have a huge, huge fumbling problem when he meets the 10-year-olds. The 10-year-olds aren't going to have any of that.
I like the idea that Dan is just waiting for this kid to get up to the 10-year-old phase as someone can light him up.
As soon as he does that in a game among 10-year-olds, I will be there.
They're running out onto the field to stand over him, let
you
him know.
You fumbler, Don's a fumbler.
When you were 8, the only thing that you fumbled was a hot dog.
No, he didn't. There's no chance.
Never
no
done one chance. Time. You've crossed the line, my friend, and you're insulting me. I would never, never ever fumble a hot dog.
Do you question if this reporter deserves a raise?
Okay, is this Russian soccer where he's on the field and all of a sudden this happens? It's amazing. This guy stays with it.
All the best videos always come from Russia, my man. Come on. Look, Celtic coming.
Tell me it comes back. The sprinkler does come back. Yes, already took out his earpiece. Already.
Like, come on, man. You can't be. This is like the Bill Belichick of reporting. He's so oblivious to everything that he's so focused on his task, he does not hear or feel the water that's coming across until it sprays him in the face, and then he does not hear or see it when it comes back.
Really? Commitment to the cause, man. We can't even get this guy to wear a tie.
Oh, he really got wet. But I have seen someone else get wetter.
Yes, so have I.
That's right.
Yes.
We go.
Yes, thank you, Poppy. An excellent
Go for the rope.
I mean, it's right there. The rope is right there.
Right there with the rich.
Yes.
That's me.
I'm sure somewhere there's a Google Doc where they just write all the entry points. Where we this might be an opportunity to play this video again.
Do you question if these death divers are impressive?
Diving hopefully into something wet so that we can go back to this American Ninja video of a means, I would hope. Let's see these death divers. These people are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
This is like a belly flop championship,
yes.
Right? Yeah. You notice something about all the contestants there, Dan?
They're less wet than you are in that American Ninja Warrior video?
Well, no, I was going for they all seem to share the same ethnic kind of origin.
A persuasion?
Yeah, of a sort, yeah.
We got some diversity there.
Yeah, no, we got some women, but, you know, they're all the same type of person.
Yes!
Because here's the deal. When you hear about a competition called death diving...
Poppy just came off the top rope there. He wants diversity. How about we give the people some equality? There we go. Here's your diversity, Amin. There you go. There it is. The death of your credibility right there at the bottom of that pool.
You know what's funny? Somebody on Twitter wrote me yesterday and said for the first time they saw that the platform moved. So I feel good. It only took about airing about 755,000 times for someone to finally notice what happened.
If you did that, you would have caused a tidal wave.
I mean, that's true. A tsunami, yes. A tsunami, that's right. Yeah, ooh, it would have made a big noise. It would have haunted an entire neighborhood.
The spectators, you could just see the shadow come across their face like, oh, dear Lord.
Like an eclipse of hungry, gluttonous shame.
Help me know what I live in the pool.
Okay, I know we already covered all that, but my father just giving you a little extra.
Dan's bone dry.
Highly questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that needs a pedicure. See or no?
He's used lasers on his toenails, and the lasers have stopped working and been afraid. You tell us what to watch on television tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued.
The lasers lost the joy too, Dan.
Tonight on the YES Network, Yankees and Mariners.
We have seen some bad umpiring around here today. Let's check in with some more of it because this is egregious. Keon Broxton is playing for
the
Mariners. How can that be? That's not a strike.
To be unhappy.
And so, of course, he's unhappy. But then he does that.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That's not right. He didn't mean to do that. He didn't even hit him.
I wish it had. I honestly wish it had hit him in the face. It's okay. It wouldn't have been a felony. You can't, you know, encourage violence against umpires. But a fencing glove across the face for that call would have been deserved. Amin, are you intrigued?
Sir, I beseech you. No, I'm not intrigued.
Poppy, how about you? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. You haven't seen anything yet. The Whiffer is about to come back in a couple of more weeks, and then all the hell is going to break loose for the Yankees. Oh. They're going to stop winning. Oh. Once he gets back, you know, probably he'll be out of the playoff.
Giancarlo Stanton, as soon as he returns, the threat of him returning will knock them out of the playoffs.
The Whiffer.
Tonight on ESPN, the U.S. Open.
Poppy, who's the bad boy of tennis? What's his name?
Kyrgios. That's the bad guy.
That's also weirdly his Australian accent, I believe, or his English accent. Either way, Nick Kyrgios was not given a bathroom break here. Maybe he was. There's some confusion about it, but he's trying to change his ways and be less temperamental, and he goes to the bathroom anyway.
He's just said not now, Nick. But he's taking two rackets off the court. How many is he coming back with?
Would they just have him go all over himself?
That's what I do.
Gotta give him a bathroom break, I suppose, but you don't want someone using that for strategic purposes. Oh, and he said he wasn't going to break his rackets anymore, but he thought he was in private. And that's the bathroom break right there, to privately throw down his racket because his game has been
played in one of the craziest matches you are likely to see all year.
Tall, bro.
Amin, are you intrigued?
Very intrigued. You know, he's a big NBA fan.
Okay, not interesting. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Listen, I don't blame Nick. I mean, the guy's trying to get to the bathroom. You know, I got about three or four guys follow him. You know, he cannot concentrate in going to the bathroom when you got so many people following you. You know what I mean? Okay. So I got to give him a break. You know what I mean?
All right, there it is. Just not a bathroom break. Just a general break.
Tonight on Fox Sports Wisconsin, Cardinals and Brewers.
A couple of years ago, I assessed the game of Christian Yelich in a Marlins uniform and called him a slap hitter. He won an MVP after that, and he's got 41 home runs this season. He doesn't lift weights, says he doesn't run or do anything. Once spring training starts, and here he is in the body issue, ESPN the magazine. It comes out September 6th. Oh, look at our house band. Our house band is getting in the mix here with some sensual fare. Sensual fare for all of you out there. Look at that, carries a big stick.
Is it like a construction zone? Like, I don't know if I'd want to be naked in that environment right there. I'm a little vulnerable.
Trampled my joke. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But listen, how do you get into that type of setup there? You know, a body issue. What can I do to get into that type of setup there?
Come on.
I need some help there.
Body issue. Let's end the show right now.
I can get into that setup there.
We're going to end the show with a body issue. You watch.
You want to see the body here,
no,
Dave?
No, I
that's right.
That.
Everybody.
No, thank
everybody.
You. No,
yeah,
thank
that's
you.
My body shoe.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I got body issues. Yeah.
He does have body issues. Yes, he does.
Tonight on HBO, Hard Knocks.
I've given up on this show.
What?
Wow, he's already in.
What?
Yes, I'm annoyed by Gruden. It's just yammering gibberish. Let's see what we've got here.
On the next Hard Knocks, training camp with the Oakland Raiders.
How much does the Canadian football weigh?
The last days of camp in Napa come to a close.
1, 2, 3, Canada!
The Raiders get pumped for a trip to Canada to take on the Packers. Cuts are looming as the team returns to Oakland for their final push of training camp.
Like that!
You know what? I'm sorry.
I
saw a flash of Aaron Rodgers there, and I got a Ravel nipple on the left side. Amin, you're intrigued.
Yes. Anything that Liv Schreiber narrates, I'm in for.
Poppy, how about you? Are you intrigued?
Oh, are you kidding me? Hard Knocks, the Raiders, you know, Gruden and Antonio Brown and the other guy, you know, I'm telling you something, you know what I mean? There's something to be a hell of a show, you know what I mean?
Who's the other guy? Who's the other guy?
Derek Carr.
That could have been perfect, but no, it was Derek Carr. Who knew?
You doubted me, and I came through. I did. Flying color. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
Can't wait for tomorrow. More football questions NBA Insider.
Watch the trailer. Disney Plus. I love this company.
You're such a kiss ass, you know?
I like working here.
He really is.
It's a great company.
He really is.
Don't blame me.